Hey, can anyone hear me? Anyone out there? Please let me out of here. I don't like it. Hello? Yes, hello? Can you hear me? Can you please let me out? Please, this isn't funny. Please. Oh, thank you.
Oh my gosh. Golly. Thanks, mister. It was getting hard to breathe in there. Yes. I'm an elf from Santa's workshop. Or at least I will be. Until he finds out what happened here. I'm so screwed. I'm sorry. My name is Mia. Mia Doodlebottom. Pleased to make your acquaintance, sir. How did I end up in a box under your tree? Well, the short answer is that Santa delivered me here. Although he didn't know it. He just thought I was another gift. It's kind of a long story how I ended up in the box. We were prepping the final gifts for Region 4F. Not that you know what that is. And some of the girls in the shop thought it would be funny to jam me into this box and wrap me up. What was I supposed to do? I was jammed into a bag and shoved onto the back of a sleigh, and before I knew it, I was on my way here. Tell Santa? Oh no. No. That would have been a bad idea. I couldn't have let Santa know. Again, it's kind of a long story, but one thing Santa does not like is a tattletale. I'd have been cleaning reindeer shit off the stables for the next 50 years. No, thank you. They do not have a healthy diet, you know. And Donner? He's a pervert. I'm not going to get into the details as to why Santa doesn't like tattletales. That would be, well, tattling. Let's just say that there's a reason that Mrs. Claus isn't invited to Santa's after Christmas vacation to Brazil. But you didn't hear that from me. Actually, I think she already suspects something is going on, judging by the way she flirts with the boy elves. Ugh. What the hell am I going to do now? I've got to get back to the North Pole or I'm going to lose my job. Although, maybe that's for the best. The ladies I work with, well, they don't like me very much. They're always picking on me and teasing me. And apparently they like to jam me into toy boxes now. I'm really sorry that your kid isn't going to get a toy now. Do you have some tools? Maybe I can cobble something together really quick. No kids in the house. Then who was the gift for? Where's that tag? Let's see. From Santa to... Oh no. I was your gift. Or at least supposed to be your gift. I'm so sorry. I'll make it up to you. Let's look at the box and see what you were supposed to get. And I'll see if it's something I know how to make. A realistic sex doll. Very funny, ladies. Very funny. I hate those bitches. No, that's their idea of a joke. Well, I have this thing for... Let me start at the beginning, I suppose. A few months ago, I got reassigned temporarily to work in the adult toy workshop. The ATW, we like to call it. Anyway, it was eye-opening. So many winky toys and of all sorts of shapes and sizes. Frankly, some of them were so big, they were a little scary. Like, there was this one model called the Dragon that was, like, huge. Anyway, I really liked it. But it was a temporary assignment, and I had to go back to the under 5 workshop, cobbling wooden trains and such. It's so boring. So last week, when there was a job listing posted for quality control in the ATW, I applied. And then, well, the girls caught wind of it, and I haven't been able to live it down since. It's my dream job. Spending all those hours handling all of those toys. Do you mind keeping a secret? Well, when I was working in the ATW, I sort of borrowed one of the toys. I snuck it into my tool pouch and took it back to my hut. It's just so beautiful. I just like to hold it and play with it. Oh, no, 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 no. No, I have not put it in my honey pot. I'm not sure it would even fit. Look, no, I'm no prude. I've had sex. But the elf boys I've had are, well, let's just say that in our culture, a smaller winky is more highly regarded. All of the other girls would talk about these guys and how amazing their winkies are and how they were such studs, but honestly, they did nothing for me. I don't know, I guess I just need more. There's this one elf, Figgis, who apparently has a huge winky. He gets teased all the time for it, but I secretly want to see it. I want to see if he can satisfy my cravings. He's really cute, but he's kind of shy, and I haven't worked up the courage to approach him yet. So, yeah, I'm worried that the toy that I have is too big for my honey pot. But I do like to... Oh, golly, this is so embarrassing to admit. You know what? No, never mind. It's too weird. Oh, you really want to know? Oh, well... Sometimes I like to put it in my mouth. It just feels right to me to do that. Oh God, I can't believe I just admitted that. That's weird, isn't it? I mean, who does that? Wait, what? That's something that humans do? Girls put winkies in their mouths? Oh, golly. Mister? Yeah. I can see a... your winkie is... golly, how do I put this? your winkie is kind of showing in your pajama bottoms. Is it getting hard? Really? Can I see it? Yes. Oh, yes. I really do want to see it. I've never seen a human winky before. Cock? That's your word for it? Okay. Well, Can I see your cock? You want me to take it out? Oh, what a treat. Okay, here. Molly, it's... It looks exactly like my toy. Like exactly the same. Even the veiny bits right here that I'm following with my finger. Oh no. Oh golly, I'm sorry, mister. I just had to put it in my mouth. It's like this compulsion I have. I couldn't stop myself. I'm so sorry. You really don't mind? And you don't think I'm a weirdo or a freak? If you're really okay with it, then yes. I'd love to do it some more. Are you sure? Oh, thanks, mister. The real winky cock. Yeah, it's so much better with a real cock. It's warm and it even tastes better. Slow down a little. Okay, sorry. I'm just so eager. This is such a delight for me. You don't know. With my toy, I can sometimes get it into my throat a little. Is it okay if I try? I always do struggle with it though, with my small mouth. But can I try, please? Oh, really? Oh, okay. I think I could get it all the way in if you're willing to help me a little, mister. Will you push my head down a little? Yeah, go ahead. You can put your hands on the back of my head. Please help me. Hang on. I need to breathe for a second. Okay. Let me just hold my breath. Can you do it again, please? Oh. so hot. And humans do this all the time. Just sucking on cocks. Not as good as I do. Oh, mister, you flatter me. I have a question. Do you think it'll fit inside of my honey pot? That's what humans call it? A pussy? Like a little pussy cat? Really? Okay. If you say so. Well, do you think this will fit in my pussy? Oh, yes. I'd like to try. I mean, if you're willing, let me take off my smock. You like my boobies? Thank you. That's nice to hear. I get teased a lot by the girls for that, too. They're pretty big, at least by elf standards. Okay, yes, you can touch them. Well, while you're playing with them, should I just lay on the bed? Or do you humans have some weird way to do this, too? The bed. Okay, here. Okay. I'm ready, mister. What do you mean you want to warm me up? I thought you were just gonna fuck me. Lick it? My honey pot? You wanna lick my honey... My pussy? No. If it's something that humans do, then I'd love to try it. I can see why it might feel good after all. It's just not something that us elves do. Oh, golly. That does feel nice. What does it taste like? Do I taste good? Like candy? Oh, yum. Oh, maybe I'll have to start tasting myself. I like when you wriggle your tongue inside of me like that. It feels really nice. I can't believe I'm getting even wetter than I already was. My gumdrop. You're licking my gumdrop. Oh my golly, does that feel amazing? What? A clitter? Clitter? Look, mister, I'm never going to remember all these silly-sounding human terms. Just let me enjoy this. Now get your tongue back on my gumdrop, please. That feels so good. That feels good. Wait, what are you? Is that your finger? No, keep going. Oh, I like it. Oh, it feels so good. Just like getting fucked. You keep pumping it in and out of me like that.
Come like that before, and I stretched open so
easily for your fingers. I actually think I can handle your winky. I mean, your cock. Oh, please. Please put your cock in me. Stretching open for you. It doesn't feel so good. Really good. Keep going. Keep going. You're so deep inside of me. No. Yes, I want it, mister. Give it to me. Give it to my wet honey pot. Do it harder. Yes. Oh, good. Fuck me, mister. Harder. Go harder. Oh, fuck. Good. Oh. No, you don't need to stop. Keep going. Keep. Keep pounding that honey pot, mister. Keep pounding that pussy. You're gonna come. Will you come in? Side of me. Please, mister. Please keep fucking my pussy until you fill it up with your cream. Please. Yes, that's what I really want. Yes, please. I want a cream pie. I'm a good elf that wants a cream pie. Yes. Please give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, come in me, Mister. Yes. Oh, come in this pussy. Oh my God, I can feel it. He's squirting your cream inside of me. Oh, and I keep going. Give it all to me. Oh, yes. Fill this stretched pussy. Oh, yes. To hook up with Figgis and see if the rumors about his giant winky are true. When you pulled out, I could feel it drip from me. That feels good too. I wonder what it tastes like. Let me just grab some and golly. Humans taste amazing. I'm sorry not to change the subject, but do you happen to have a computer I can use? I have to email HQ and arrange to have someone pick me up. Santa's gonna be pissed if I'm gone for too long. No. Us North Pole elves aren't meant to live among the humans. I've definitely got to go back. I just don't know what to do in the meantime. It's the busy season after all, so it'll be a few days before they can make arrangements to pick me up. I guess I'll just hide out in the woods until then. Stay here. Are you sure? Oh, I see what you're up to. You have more you want to show me, huh? Well, thank you for the very kind offer. I'd actually love to stay with you while I wait for my ride. And promise I'll be a very good house guest. It's the doodle bottom guarantee.